Holy.
I was going to try to do something tricky. I've learned so much in the last day, everybody. It's just crazy. And so we're going to be trying to impart some of that in you. And apologize for the last 4 months for trying to just trip around and figure out things, but it's so revolutionary that we're just pretty awe-inspiring, and probably, I think, even an honor to be where we are right now, especially considering that all the stuff that people came to rely on in this world has changed. And we predicted it for a long time that it was going to come and do some changing, but it's all going to go tutorial, darn it.
You look cold, Jerry.
I'm what?
You look cold.
Well, that's because we never turn the heater on here.
I know what room you're in.
I'm in the pool room right now. It's actually warmer than the rest of the house, so. Got a main dashboard that's dysfunctional doing it this way. I'm going to really have to learn how to do this. Welcome, everybody. It's a good thing about radio that you can't see me picking my hair, right?
He left.
Oh. Hey, we got a pretty good crowd coming now. Got Ferguson's. Awesome. Good to see you. Wait, notice this? I'm in twice.
I'm sorry. I don't know why mine doesn't go in like normal people.
That's because you went in under my name one time.
Yeah, but one time I got it right afterwards.
And then Andre and Marina are going to try to come in. If they don't come in the next couple minutes, I'll go get them because there's just too much they have to know about organizing their troops and going through with this. So everybody share with each other for one moment while I go get Andre and Marina.
Hey, Marion, I found a place across the street. And how much is it? Well, for seven people, it's a three-bedroom. It's $237 total.
Oh. Booked it.
Six to seven people can stay there, so.
For what day?
For that Saturday.
Did we get it for more?
What do you mean?
Well, no, because that's a lot. Okay, so how much does it cost?
$237. We're splitting it five, six ways, however
yeah.
many people.
Right. Okay, for the Saturday, and then the other one, we're going to go with the other one you have.
Oh, yeah, the other one's for the whole week is like $500.
So are they both booked?
No.
Well, you let me know when they are, and I'll cancel mine.
Okay.
You guys going to the October thing?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's
going to be nice to go down there and enjoy some sunshine when it's getting cooler up here, huh?
It's just going to be inspirational. I just wish I had a ton of people going, but I'm thankful for who's coming.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't get anybody to go, but we have some meetings going on that Wednesday. Someone's going to meet us. And then in Fort Myers, I got a couple of meetings going on, which is cool. I got a spa owner that I met last year, and she was so excited that I called her, and I'm in her books and meeting her. And
cool. I'm going to be having a preview in Spokane this Saturday, if anybody would like to come at 7 o'clock. I will email that information to Jerry,
fine.
And then he can send it out.
Jerry's something. Who's that, Jerry? Oh, he's talking to somebody.
Thank you for doing that. You're awesome, Tracy.
Well, yeah, I'm still going to be looking around. The place looks really nice.
We've still got to book it tomorrow, so hopefully it's still there.
Well, the one for the 548,
I'm sure they're closed, so I got to call them tomorrow. But this other one, it's right across the street. It's very pretty. But I was reading some more, and it said it was, you know, it had to mention gay friendly. And I talked to Sweet Charlie just a little bit ago.
Sweet Charlie.
Sweet Charlie. The place is awesome looking.
Yeah, just whatever you think. We're in.
Well, I'm still going to be looking around for the last night, for that Saturday night. I'm going to look around.
Okay. And I do have AAA.
Hey, everybody. Hello?
Oh, you're here.
Is there anybody else here?
Yeah, lots of us.
We're just waiting for you.
Jerry was calling you. Did he call you?
Is everybody there? Andre?
Andre's
yes. Andre was three-wayed. Now he's going to have to call in. Okay, good. Finally, we got everybody. Congratulations on getting here. Who's got an update for us this week on anything you've done before we dive into too much stuff here?
Well, did we tell you about our new two business builders? I think we did.
Were they both Spanish?
One is Spanish, and she's our new senior. And she's doing a 21 club. Yeah, you talked to her, Monique.
Well, she didn't even have an accent.
Oh, yeah, it's very strong. And then, the lady we talked to today, she's rounding up. She's definitely Spanish. She's going to be our interpreter. And
perfect.
Rounding some people up. And then we have the shortest call ever, James, who wants to be...
He's on vacation right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Doug Davis, he always thinks his is the shortest call.
What's that?
My best, distributors, Doug and Jan, for years and years was... Doug called up and said, what are you doing? You changed from Shriners. What are you doing now? He's a physical therapist that was a student of mine. And I said, show up at the hotel tomorrow at 7 o'clock, click, and hung up. And he said it was the only thing that would have got him to come.
Oh, yeah, I heard Jan.
Okay, you guys ready for this? Anybody else want to throw some in there?
Well, I'm excited.
Andre and Marina have gotten very little play time here lately in terms of kind of filling us in on what's going on with the group. This last month, what happened?
Sorry, we got a kiss here, but I don't know, everything's been happening last month. We had people go insane under us, I guess. And this guy especially right here, named Ruben.
Hello, Jay.
Ruben, the brand new silver. Everybody go, yay!
Yay!
And his sister also became silver underneath him.
Hey!
That's totally awesome.
All right, so now you guys have to learn how to organize this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Without driving around a whole lot. Because they just got back from Seattle and did some previews over there.
Yeah, we got about three new people at least.
All right, so let's get rocking and rolling so we can cover a lot of this stuff. We got 40 minutes left in the call. And what I'm going to show you are, we're going to go through some basic fundamentals of back to this system. The first thing that we should do, let's say a person was going to consider starting up in Meekin. How many of you went through, last week we had a homework assignment. Anybody remember what it was?
No.
Oh, I do, but I didn't do it.
I remember, and I've been sweating about it all week because I've been trying to figure out what to say and how to do it.
Huh?
One of the things that I came up with, Jerry, that and I don't know whether this is what you're talking about as far as the bullet points you're wanting us to do, but some of the one-liners that I've heard over the last month I've thought have really been tremendous. One of them was shared by Vance Rogers, and he asked us, when he's talking to a prospect, he says, you know, who do you know that would like to be the part of the greatest wealth transfer in the world? And the person will ask, well, what would that be? And he says, well, you have to realize that every few seconds there's another person turning 65 of the baby boomers, and a lot of these people have a lot of money, but they don't have their health. And so now what they're doing is they're starting to figure out where to spend their money to buy their health back, and with the products that we have available to people, we help people regain their health and still keep a hold of their wealth. Wouldn't that be something worthwhile to be involved with?
How many people think that's a good one?
I love it. I'd like to have that written out and sent in an email.
Well, I've been working on it. Another one that I've found that I think is really, really good is the fact that, you know, when you're talking to people and bumping around like Jerry does, you know, you're bumping around, you're smiling with them and talking with them, and you can say, well, you know, after you've asked them, you know, yeah, you know, what, you know, can I ask you a couple questions? And most of the time they'll say yeah. You know, you can ask them, well, you know, who do you know that really likes to travel and go on vacation? And most of the people will say, well, I do. Why do you ask? I said, well, you know, there's three things you have to have if you're going to go on vacation. You're going to have money. You're going to have the time to go on vacation. And you got to have your health so you can go on the vacation. And then you can just go on with, you know, which one do you have, you know, are you good in one of those and or two of those and maybe having issues with one? You know, what's your story? You know, just talk to people that way. And
well, so those of you who weren't here last week, you can pick up that the homework assignment was to try to come up with some kind of points that you can bring up with other people that actually highlight what we do, that are interesting to the prospect, not necessarily just interesting to you. So Steve's been racking his brain and came up with two other people's things. But he's ahead of everybody else on the call.
We have it. We just got to go find our book, our paper. We did it.
What did it feel like when you did it?
Oh, fabulous. I just got to tell you what it is. He has it all written down. That was a week ago. I can't remember.
Now, was there any difficulty with those kind of rules on the game? No. But do you see the difference? Because most people, once they become distributors, they think differently than a prospect. And that's our point, is to say, what is it a prospect really wants to know? And so this last week, there's been some minor adjustments in the stock markets and stuff. What are people thinking about? Money. Where to put it, how to keep it,
and how to make more.
So how can we play that edge?
Well, we're watching one of the greatest wealth transfers that has ever been in the history of the world. Unfortunately, it's a negative one. But people are going to be hungry because of it.
Well, I wonder, is it really going to be a negative one in the long run?
I think just asking him, have you ever, are you thinking now about where the best place is to invest your time, energy, and money?
Well, yes, okay. What what's, that's opening a conversation, but what's compelling about them for the jumping in on that?
Well, I guess it's what you say next. I've got something you might want to take a look at, but I like what Steve's saying, so I think I'd go into something like that.
You ever find it, Tracy?
Chuck's got the paper. He just can't find where we wrote it on. Sorry.
The dog ate it? I know you have a dog.
Jody ate it. Now we'll find it.
I'm not using that yet.
It was good, too. I don't know why we can't remember it.
Okay, you guys, once you find it, you let us know, okay? What I want to do is I want to go through something here, just basic reiterating the points, because the more you go through this, the more likely you are to get it. This is a place that is really kind of strange to me why we get here. This is not the same thing that all of you saw when you opened up your email tonight. I mean, came into the WebEx, is that correct?
Correct.
Yep. Russell, you guys, or Michelle, are you up to speed tonight? Do you feel like you're keeping up with the shifts, or are you behind on the dial-up?
The dial-up picture is behind.
All right, so what are you seeing now?
We've got the daily meeting showing up.
Okay. Well, Andre and Marina found out that if you click here, you've got to have a meeting password to go in. Does everybody know what that's always going to be?
Wellness.
The only other meeting that we'll use is, or the only other password is trial run, and that's going to be if I get you immediately. I can change it to just about anything, but that's what we do now. You notice that there's getting to be more activity here on the, this evening. There are people like David Fritz under Sanjaya, who is a guy on American Idol, I guess. That is somehow doing a group meeting. Then Martha Herring, who's a new diamond, is just now beginning to start to use this. And then here's some old folks down here that are using it during the same time. They're doing an ideal business presentation. And I don't know why, but mine won't open right now into the Wellness Network. Let me try it.
We can't find that thing, Jerry, but Chuck has some things to say.
Okay, well,
while you're looking.
The general gist of it all was because of the way the market's going now, what's your plan for retirement?
Plan B.
What's your plan B? Is it still the 401s and the stocks or can there be another way?
Great. Now what we need is tools that show what is the difference. Andre and Marina, do you think that you could make a compelling chart right now for the return on investment for your first year in NECAN?
In the first 9 months, return has been great.
Yeah, if you added up all your totals, would it be more than 100% of what it cost you to get started?
Yeah, because we got all the return back in the first 3 months of not knowing what happened. Remember when we called you over because we got a $1,400 check and we didn't know what the heck happened? So that's how we wanted to know how the business plan works. So, yeah,
awesome.
We have a check that come in this month that is more than what I was making at Verizon as a manager. And, we can live off that kind of money, so.
And so then you could literally make a chart to show someone that says, here's what my 401k did this last year. If I'd have bought a house last year, here's what it would be worth this year. I would be minus 30%.
Mm-hmm.
My 401k is going to be down around minus 30%. So this was a good investment for us because it's in the plus category.
Exactly. That's, I think, the only thing that is in the plus. Even Andre's business for last year went in the minus category for all the write-offs. We spent way too much money on repairs and stuff. So this is a lot of gaining here.
Except for the stress associated with that.
What's that, Eric?
Oh, stress goes down tremendously when you know you got a backup plan right there when you're matching your income. I mean, I got to say thanks, guys, because you guys matched my Navy salary this month.
I'm matching my
paycheck. I told a couple of guys about it, and they're just freaking out, like, okay, when are you going to show your business to me so I can do it too? I'm like, how about next weekend, or how about, you know, da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, everyone's taking an interest because I'm just like, yeah, I matched my salary in the Navy. It took me 9 years to make that, which took me 10 months.
Yeah, 9 months.
Yeah, 9, 10 months.
It's probably 10 months for you. See, the thing is, also, I think every time when we show people a business plan, we tell them what you're going to make is it will never depend on what we make, because if you put a goal to make extra income, that's what you're going to make. If you made a goal to replace your income, that's what you're going to make. If you made a goal to make a yearly income in a month, then that's what you're going to make.
Yep.
So, sorry about the kid crying in the background, but
That's very well put, Marina. Now, I heard another one just an hour ago when I was working with Terry Latham and Mike Camuccio and Terry's group. And one of the guys said, over the years, he's been having difficulty getting someone to come to his house. And he said, just as we're going to try to establish a plan B for you and your income, I also have a plan B for you now. Could you find a time to sit down in front of your TV monitor or your computer monitor for an hour, and we'll go through this thing?
And that was after he had said no, he couldn't come to a regular meeting. He had a plan B.
Yeah.
It's working. Okay, so here's what we would do is we'd come into the wellness wellnessnetwork.com. Y'all went to OnStar, and what I like about the new thing that just came out today is that you can go to the Wellness Network web room. I used to have to tell everybody to scroll to the bottom, and there was a click down there in the meeting center. They've shortened it up, but they put that click there so it's immediately visible. Once you click on that, you all went to the one that had all of our pictures in it. I don't know why I'm ending up at WebEx, but I am. And here I have to go up into Meeting Center, or here, and then the Meeting Center will list all the meetings that are going on WebEx for Nikan. There wouldn't be David in here because he's not on our system. And Dennis and Ruth Williams are not yet, but they will be as of tomorrow, I think, or the next day. So what's interesting is how early on in the game we are in this. We were the first group to ever do a recorded WebEx meeting in Nikan worldwide. And we're the first group of three with the other two that are beginning to start to pull this thing out of the hat.
Well, it worked really good on Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, let's get some perspective on that Saturday morning event. That's you all noticed that I just basically read that. How did that strike you with that format for that event? This is the strategy session, talking to people about money to be made in Nikan, and then I'll show you where to find that.
Oh, it was great. It's so, it makes it so easy for you to believe that you can do it too, eventually, or now. See the person that's been doing it or is starting to do it, and all they're doing is reading it. But it's the way you read it, Jerry, when you convey your heart, your feelings, your emotions, and how powerful this is.
Does anyone else have a perspective from Saturday?
Good.
Now, we want to reiterate the cycle, and I think this is something that I want Andre and Marina to really start to begin to get a feel for, is that there are a cycle of three events that are normally scheduled through the WebEx, through the natural cycle of this, and one of them is going to be a presentation to brand new distributors. I'm going to go back to that. And in this presentation, it's as if we were doing a if we were going to do a preview, we tried running a preview last week off of these,
And as Marion pointed out, you can always send these to people, or you can have people evaluate them, and it's better if we actually talk through a PowerPoint than to put these videos on during the presentation.
Yep.
These down here are the testimonials of the different physicians, and they work pretty well. If your doctor, if you want to have somebody listening to a doctor telling their story.
How long are those, does it say?
1 minute.
Oh.
Minute and a half.
Okay.
And there are, you guys should see what I saw today. Holy smokes. Mike DiMuccio unveiled what his long-term vision is, and he put out what this thing would look like if they had all of their, if they really had their druthers, and it's just
wasn't that
unbelievable
cool?
Times 10.
It's amazing.
It's just crazy what this thing would look like. Now, I just checked with them today on all these little jumps that you have to go through, those four clicks. They're making me crazy, and he said, that was Microsoft
Hello,
who did that.
My name is Dr. Carla Meyer. I'm a board certified specialist in internal medicine, and I've been in private practice in Dayton, Ohio for the last 16 years. I'm also a Diamond Wellness Consultant in Japan, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my background, because certainly I thought my life would never get its current path. I graduated from Ohio University College of Osteopathic Medicine with a D.C. board, and then went on to do substance training at the Sleepwood Hospital throughout the country. I was on the governor-appointed advisory board for Ohio University College of Osteopathic Medicine, and I'm the recent past chairman of my Department of Internal Medicine. At the age of 23, I've been in private practice for 9 years. I was working about 100 hours a week, and I began to have multiple physical problems. The stress of trying to balance my life as clinician, wife, and mother began really taking a toll on me. I found myself unable to sleep. I had no energy during the day. I had an elbow challenge that most people get from playing tennis, and I've been through surgery, and 2 years of physical therapy with minimal improvement. I had allergies and was taking medications for them daily, and my positive outlook, which was always with me, was at that point in time gone. I began using the product, and in about 10 days, I began noticing tremendous differences in my body. My energy was back, I was sleeping well, I forgot to take my allergy medication, and the agony with my elbow totally melted away. Because I am an internist, very skeptical, anal and intensive, and compulsive, I didn't even believe my own product experience. I then began using the products on my patients, some of whom I've been taking care of for 9 or 10 years. What I saw was dramatic results. My husband and I were not at all interested in the business at first. He is a very successful surgeon in orthopedics, and together we had two very thriving practices. What really got my attention was Meekin's core philosophy about having balance in one's life to be truly fulfilled. Balance in what they call the five pillars of health. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy society, and healthy finances. Our finances were fine, and we were giving a lot to society, but my body, my mind, and my family, most importantly, were taking a hit. My children were growing up without me. I needed to know that I was making an impact in people's lives. We then began to treat the business like a business. At this point in time, we are helping people throughout the world one by one. Our business is growing globally. I only started out with wanting to help myself with the products. Then it grew into helping other people with the products. I realized that I can help people create financial health and wealth true balance in their lives, and that excites me. If you're looking at this for the first time, I encourage you to kick the tires on this. Be skeptical like I was. Ask your questions. Get your answers, but make sure that you really looked at all we have to offer. Whether you're hurting physically or financially, Beacon may have the answers for you.
I know it sounds always bad when I do that. I have a new set of speakers, but I didn't hook
them
up.
That was awesome, though. That was good.
So you can see that these are all available, three physicians on this side, and then over here you've got Bob Proctor talking about leverage, network marketing advantage by Mike DiMuccio, and then Jeff Van Blair come down here. And if somebody comes up with a price objection, you can go over into this section, and there's a two-page sheet on that. And one of the things we're going to go over tonight is we're going to go over the what would you do in what is the PowerPoint that's designed for, doggone it, the price objection is taking forever. Okay, there's the Wellness Home price objection solution. You want to read through that. It's pretty interesting. What would you do for...
This is what you've downloaded off onto your computer, right?
Yes. Now, some people are having a little bit of difficulty. It takes about a half an hour to download this, and there will be an online version coming out within 2 weeks, and some modifications that just make it a little bit easier to find information on here. But this wellness home briefing is one of the PowerPoints that's available. And Marion, this is what we should have been talking about in the wellness home briefing.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
So what we would do is this is designed, if you look down here, we'll go through this, and I'll just go through the whole thing here. Recruiting is a key aspect in building a successful business. The partnering process is designed to take a person from 0% informed to 100% informed in a professional, duplicatable way. A weekly flow of events and information sessions is important to the development of your business. The Wellness Track weekly rhythm covers both the evaluation phase and the alignment phase of the partnering process. To learn more about the partnering process, review the recruits partnering process and then the education found in the new Partner Track Library section of the Wellness Track system, also online at thewellnessnetwork.com. Now, in the gold plan, somebody working toward gold in 90 days, what this calendar tells you for a weekly basis is that you're going to contact and invite every day. And then you'll really move everyone toward a validation on one day a week. You might choose Thursday as your in-home wellness preview day. At 8 p.m., maybe for 15 minutes, there'll be a network call hosted by a Platinum, and they will go through this very PowerPoint that I'm going through right now. The first step is to be validating the business. The second one is to validate the products, and that would be encompassed in the Wellness Home Briefing. Now, for those who achieve those two and get their rollout, they might come back on Saturday morning at a 10:30 Saturday morning call, and Gold would be hosting Making the Decision. And that was the, I can't imagine they're going to get that done in 20 minutes, but that was that event that we did on Saturday that Eric was talking about. It's another PowerPoint that's already there, and you can just read it. Then on Monday, over here, the next week, at 7:30, there'll be a 20-minute webcast on getting aligned or started in your team meeting. Kathy Doman out of Canada does a phenomenal job with that. And although I could schedule one myself, I may be just pointing our people toward Kathy as long as she's doing them. So that's our first page of setting things in motion. And I would ask Andre and Marina, this is your first time of seeing that. And do you think you're starting to see a vision of how your people might be able to come from around the country to a central call like that you could lead?
Okay, Jerry, me and Elena, Rooms Live right now, are actually, we're running a Russian website, and I'm looking at the products and stuff that's written in Russian right next to it. I'm already thinking about putting a PowerPoint together. So we can put a clear stuff on it, it's easy to see, we can put a close-up stuff, they can see us, they can see the product, and it's going to remind us, you know, step by step or piece by piece, what we're talking about. We're in track and we can put whatever we want. That's
now, one thing that would be really cool is if you can review some of this material, I might be able to get for you the originals. No, I know I can. I can get you the original PowerPoints, and you could maybe have somebody just type over in Russian what's already in English.
Oh, that would be helpful because I was thinking about creating our own, and I thought you would help me with that. I do have stuff. I know how to type and everything, but I like the idea that you were talking about. You can put a presentation for new people, which I'm thinking in my mind, I don't know if you think it can be good in English, Russian, Spanish, whatever. You put a presentation for new people with all the stuff you need in there, you know, talk about the company, put some numbers in there, put some, you know, stuff in there. While people are looking at it, you're talking about it. Then, like, the next slide is, you know, then he's talking about products, then you're talking about testimonials. Then maybe throw a number, an address, or a name for testimonials. people can see that it's so much more effective than just hear it. So, and
yes.
Like a second slide, we can have for like having a business explanation. Sit down and show people very detailed, thoroughly, where it's, you know, one by one slide, where people can understand what's going on. They're not rushed in. They're not hurrying. They see what's up, and if they have a question, nice way of asking after we're done, because while everybody's in the line. And
well, that's exactly what we did on Saturday, and it's already created for us here. We have all the slides, and you can pull them down, and we'll go through them and modify them as we need to. But one of the greatest things about this system that's beginning to be apparent is that every time we turn a corner and have a need for a presentation, they already made it for us.
Okay, yeah.
Go on to Jerry.
Can get,
is this a presentation?
Okay, Jerry.
Because this doesn't look like what she's talking about and what I'm talking either. So
there is one. I'd like to have you repeat that a little bit louder. I didn't hear it.
Okay, where's the wellness presentation that we're going to do? Because this wellness home briefing is going into the business before it gets into the wellness.
This is the recruiting wellness home briefing. So let me go back and see what we got here, Marion.
This would be the second meeting, I would say, not the first.
Well, Marion, here's the deal. In this wellness home briefing, here's a Nikan health break that can be done as a This one is in the works. I've got to read through this, but this one is basically talking about the whole how to do a wellness home walkthrough, and it's a health break. Let's go through this one and see. The other one, it does show some of the, let's see what we got here. So it's called the Wellness Home Health Break, which is a retail model. So retailing is a key aspect in building a successful residual business. The Wellness Track Nikan Health Break is designed to take a person from zero to informed to 100% informed about the benefits of being and staying connected to Nikan, the world leader in wellness research and only provider of total wellness through a concept called the Wellness Home, thus providing a valuable service.
I'm not getting
now, here's the key, Marion. This is only going to be 15 to 20 minutes, because it's only 4 pages long, done by a guest platinum on a video screen. You'll be doing the rest of it with the experimentation, the getting to know people, the general presentation. Anyway, this is backup information to say, see, this is really kind of great stuff, and you've got all these resources that you can access as well.
Okay,
so we'll read through that and kind of get a...
black.
Oh, your screen wasn't working on that?
Nope, it's black.
Does anybody else have a problem seeing right now the rhythm of the business monthly, Nikan health break? Does anybody have not seeing that?
I can see it.
Huh. I can see it.
Your mouse,
Marion, you got kicked off the internet.
Okay.
Hey, Jerry.
So you may have to come back in. Yeah, Eric?
On that Saturday one that we did, the only thing I was going to maybe make a suggestion, whoever wrote this program, if you know how on the Nikan Wellness Consultant CD, there's always the stories with the different product results and what happened. Like, you know how we sometimes in an ABC meeting flip through some pictures like the guy that had the barbecue blown up? If they could implement just a couple pages of that on there with the person's email address, and you just say, here's this guy, look what happened, da-da-da, this is what happened, here's his email address, if you want to ask him and verify that all this stuff is true. And then go right into the next page. That's the whole shock and awe of the product testimonies that you can't get unless you're there face-to-face. But if we're doing this across the country, having a couple of those pictures in there is really going to magnify this. Like, so
you're talking about the first wellness home presentation type deal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what we need to do is this. This is simple enough to do. Is if I could go back up here. Let me look and see which DVD I got in here. For those of you who get slick at doing these presentations, if I was to go up
I'll see if I can find a picture real quickly. But you can load these on beforehand so that if you know those are coming up, I'll see if I can find one, but I don't know. The little girl's on my one out in the other room. Yeah. But we can put them up here, and then, Eric, all you'd have to do is to just click on from here to, you know, how we do whiteboard here. And,
yeah, because Eva and Mark were both really impressed with that initial home visit that we did with some of the pictures that you showed them. She was still talking about that today at work.
So you see something like that?
Yep.
Absolutely, that's a good point. So if we go back up into here, Marion, are you back with us?
I was with you all the time. I don't know why I can't get the picture. On that first one, the rhythm of the business one, is there a video that goes, or a PowerPoint that goes with that beyond those first few pages?
No, I'm just now going through the slides right there. These are the ones here.
Okay. For some reason.
It's basically saying during the course of the meeting that you're going to attend tonight, we're going to validate the business and we're going to validate the product. So what's the purpose of the wellness home briefing? How many are needed for a launch plan to be effective? Who's the presenter? That's the A. Remember, the totals are also an A. What's the wellness home network, ABC, webcast call? What do you need? And you got a presenter and you got some handouts. So this looks like it's a training for those people, actually. But let's say here we've got a wellness home briefing in-home agenda. People arrive and then they begin post the, and the A, if there is an A, introduce and share their story and their ongoing. So this really is about that. Then we validate the business, share some personal success stories regarding the impact, wellness home network, ABC webcast call, and this is just to give a bigger picture, and that call lasts no longer than 10 to 15 minutes. It links wellness homes across the nation or North America, and the call is led by Platinums and above, and it's pre-scripted. When you get onto the call, immediately announce your first and last name and where you're calling from and the number of guests in your home. And then finally, validating the product is begin a wellness home tour and product demos and see the
Sorry,
NP
line. Give me the control. I want to try something. Give me my desktop. Okay, how do I get to desktop real quick?
Marion, what you're going to have to do now is you now have the ball. You will in a second. Why don't you have the ball?
I guess you do.
Yeah, go for it.
So how do I get into desktop?
Now, what you need to do is to go to the far left of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Go up into the toolbar where you see File, Edit, Share, okay. etc.
Right.
Below the word Share, you'll see something that looks like a TV screen.
Yes.
Click on that.
Okay. Are you the Grody picture, the pretend one, or what?
That's me, yes.
Raw. It's not going.
Ew.
All right, Marion, let's try it again. I want you to try to click on, go up to the WTS main dashboard, and let's see if I can describe where you might find that. Are you familiar with the term tabs?
Yeah.
And currently there's tab for a whiteboard up there and a tab for WTS main dashboard. I'd like you to click on WTS main dashboard.
Okay.
And that'll tell me whether or not you actually indeed have the ball. Apparently not.
We've done this before.
Okay. In fact, Marion, you have the ball because all I can do is raise and lower my hand and I can't even give it back to you. So I'd like to have you try this, Marion. Would you click, let's see if I can even do this. Yep, I've still got the ball here. I'd like you to click on your my name. Do you see that? Now I want you to go to the bottom of that panel, and you should see something that says about transfer the host or something. Or does it say lower hand or raise hand?
I've got participants in that part.
And yes, once your participant panel is fully opened.
Yeah.
And you go down and there looks like lined paper from school days.
Right, and it says make presenter.
Now that's exactly the one I want you to push, is the one called make presenter.
It's not, it's very faded, so I don't think it's happening.
Would you then highlight the other Jerry White and do it again? Russell has a question.
No, I'm just clicking to see if I can pull up what she's seeing.
Okay.
It's not working on my end.
Still not getting.
Marion, would you click on any single person on there and see if once you click on them, it gives you a highlight, in other words, a dark blue outline to that person.
Yes, with whoever I click on.
It does?
It does.
Yeah, it does on our end, too.
And when you do that, Marion, does it allow a darkened option in that make presenter section?
Nope. It does for chat, video, and notes. And it doesn't for the ones up above either.
All right, the reason that we can't pass you right now that is because you've dialed in as the host, and I dialed in as the leader, and because my name is doubled up, that's why it's not working for either one of us to transfer.
What I was wanting to do was on my desktop, I have the PowerPoints of Rick Murphy's, and when you click on those, it says, when you go into the where you can't change it, it's just do it exactly as they have it. It shows, and that's what I was going to try and do. So
okay, I'm going to see if I can patch together some of the words you just said in a way that might make sense for me. I used to have Rick's up here. Where is it? Is it this ABC 2008?
Try that, yeah.
Now, what were you saying about this?
Okay, when you click on it, well, can't we just use that?
This is usable in terms of a wellness preview presentation, yes.
Because that's the one we're used to.
Certainly can be done.
Okay.
Okay, and you want to, let's see, so let's go back to this for a minute and show you that. Is everybody getting pretty square on this cycling of the events?
Yep.
So that it makes sense that we'd have those three events per week?
Yes, I think it's deciding which what we're going to use on them, and I think the only one that we had questions with was the wellness preview. What's the best one for the wellness preview?
And I think that there is one that's, you know, we need to go through some of this in detail in terms of, in terms of the toolbox here is to evaluate that. So here's what you all need to know. This system, it really is designed for somebody who's seriously building an ECAN business. What percentage of the people in your groups do you think will end up being serious ECAN business builders?
10%.
Okay. Let's say 5%.
And what do you do with the rest of them?
Show them and love them.
So what Mike and Terry and I are working on now is a side track, if you will, a track that once a week provides a webcast for people who just want to become more aware of a product technology. And then have testimonies within that product technology. And each week they just come just because it's fascinating and interesting information with guest speakers and product technologies and all that sort of thing. Can you all see a benefit for that?
That's
oh, yeah.
Great. For processing and for the members who are just wanting to be educated, who are our team members.
Now, that's going to be an ongoing basis, but we will also begin to start to record those. So some of these, for example, this is investing in your business, and this is one of the ones that Marina was just talking about, and this is a slide presentation that you can use that's saying, why would you put this much money in, and see if we get over here, good, better, best, what tools do I need, here's how we go through it, evaluation packs, what do they cost, online tools. This is more in-depth than the presentation we did the other day, but a person can go through and really get an idea of why they would want to invest in their business. Here, this one's one we'll go through next week. Scripts and inviting. And we'll just go through this. And what I want to do next week is have each one of you read a page. So let's find out how you find this. And what's going on with this? Again, I'm going to reiterate how this all works, at least for the moment. It's going to get easier later.
That was our homework 1 week, wasn't it?
3 weeks ago.
To review that, and it went along with our homework from last week, but this week we're going to actually read it. I mean, with inflection, you know, kind of like reading in class, kind of.
You know, I was going to, there was one thing on Saturday's, I was going to ask you that I liked was, like at a wellness preview, when you're getting into the business preview part of it, I like the outline where you show like the traditional business and then the franchise and then how NECAN, you know, network marketing.
The quadrant,
so they get that visual. I like that.
This is the one we did on Saturday, and let's see if we can get to that page.
I mean, I liked all that, too, but I just, for like a wellness preview for them to, yeah. And then how much money that they're investing in their franchise.
Oh, when they had that comparison of the franchises?
Yeah, the franchises, and then how much, say if they even wanted to get more, open more franchises. Yeah. This thing here.
Yeah, I always thought that was pretty clever. I think Jeff Van Blerken came up with that first. Was the first
yeah,
level was
great.
Retail. And then this is the cost of opening the franchises.
Cool,
this is really powerful.
So, like what NECAN does, it has water, the exercise, nutrition, feet, air, sleep. Oh, no, it didn't have air. Didn't have air.
So it says at the bottom here, NECAN offers you the ability to market the same type of product offered above and more from home, but with far superior technology and far less capital to get started.
See, this is just perfect.
Total wellness investment, or total investment of wellness home, $2,500 to $8,500. Wellness consultant fee is, you know what, I'm going to re-download. I talked to Mike today. My $49 has been corrected, but but I have to dump this one and re-download the new one in order to get the correction.
Re-dump the whole thing?
The whole thing?
Yep.
Wellness track? Oh, no.
Just to get those little corrections. Okay. So, Marina, do you see how these are just meticulously put together? They're wonderful things, and they're already done for us, and it's just a matter of changing some things around?
My gosh, this is amazing, Gary. I need them yesterday, please. I want to start working on it immediately because I'm going to awesome. As soon as I end it, she starts crying because he wants me to go to bed with him. Anyways, I think, Jerry, that this is amazing because if you start putting through, let's say you get people in California, in Minnesota, in Seattle, in South Carolina, in North Carolina, Florida, all the people that we have in different states, we can put, like, do two of those a day, right, because there's a difference in time.
Sure.
If we have to. But we can just say all the existing distributors already heard enough about the products to where they need to know how business works, how recruiting works, how to talk to people, what these people did. This is important, like if we're going to do like a business call type of deal or like a business plan or whatever. And I need, you said if you can give me those slides, we will love you forever.
Yeah, I love that. So, well, it works really good. The other thing that we're going to do is I'd like to have you all begin to start to, this really adds depth to the whole process, and that is when we get back up here, let's see if it's going to bring me back. Should, I hope. Let's throw more people than just me on the video. And then, Marina, go ahead and click on just above my head there. It says video something, send video.
No, I know. See, the thing, Jerry, is I already made you taking third of my page, and I adjusted things looking like how should I teach people to do this. Because it's nice to see you kind of a little bit bigger than a tiny picture, but it's not so huge. Where, you know, people can see. I mean, I guess with a better camera it would be a better quality, but I don't need to. This is perfect. Hold on, let me see if I can make you smaller now.
Well, why don't you just cut off the one with Mike? And so as people begin to start to show up on the pictures, you'll see more and more life come to these meetings. And when we'll have one other, this is a level of meeting above and beyond the kind that we're going to be putting on. That will be the Monday night launch meeting that Terry Latham calls his Platinum Partners. And if you could bring one of your prospects on one of those Platinum Partner launches, it would be even further just tying them down as a belief system. Well, I think you're all beginning to start to get a better, clearer picture of how this all fits together. And I've taken forever to try to learn the basics of it and to really understand how to get a hold of each of the pieces. And it's important that we continue to go through them. You're all going to find that as you fill in and become the presenters, have to set them up, there'll be a little bit of knee buckles, and you'll get some scrapes and scratches. It will become easier because people learn how to make it intuitive. The people who program these things are going to make it easier and easier. And we're going to have to just go through it, but we are the pioneers. We're the very, very, very first people through with this stuff. So there's going to be some huge additions. So, awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
I remember a couple weeks ago you said they were going to eliminate the tokens that they have right now.
Yeah.
When's that going to happen?
2 weeks, I think, is what we're going to be seeing on that. And they're going to update all the stuff in the back office on the token section and dump the token section.
Do we have a scheduled time for the next preview?
Oh, good point. If I could get into that. I'm not sure why I'm not able to go where you guys are. I need to, in fact, Andre and Marina, I'll show you how to download this entire thing, and each one of the pieces of it can be pulled out into PowerPoint, the basics, the guts, the whole thing. All right, so we're going to go to Internet. The Wellness Network. There will be a Thursday night presentation that is at 5:30.
Now, that's not the one we're going to do here. It's going to be the beginning presentation on that support mechanism for people who want to be, or they're just customers. It'll be at 5:30. That needs to be set up. And then, Friday, Thursday night, how many of you are going to be out of preview? Is there anyone going to be there?
I will.
And that's the one on the valley?
Yes.
Do you think you could maybe try to, well, I think you were having me go out, weren't you? No, yeah, Thursday I could do that. Somebody wanted me to go, I think it was Gina, to present a webcast for a couple of minutes just to show how it's done. And we can, we've got to determine which of these is intended. So I'm going to read through those two meetings that we just found, find out which one seems to fit. I've got to schedule this meeting center thing through WebEx.
Because I would like a wellness preview that is like the Rick Murphy one once a week.
Oh, a full-on one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. But I don't think I have to be the presenter on it. I think anybody that wants to do that, let's jump in and do one.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to really start dividing up who does these presentations so we can have, I mean, obviously if Marina is going to be doing these as a diamond, because that's kind of what she's reacting like the first, Andre and Marina together, the first Russian diamonds, like, in their whole universe.
Right.
And they have to act that way from the time they were executive. Everybody else can kind of pick these up and go, too.
Barry, we need to go gold this month, no matter what.
Okay, let's go for two separate legs going silver. That'll be more volume coming in. You'll win the performance bonus with bigger dollars, you'll go gold, and we'll have a spare.
Yeah. Well, see, we already have two silvers, and the third one...
We're going to get our performance bonus.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
We had almost 30 points last month, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we made it, we just need minimum of 5 for the next two.
But let's not shoot for... We're shooting for a minimum of 30 again.
Oh, whatever.
I want to see that check when you guys get it, Marina.
Look at that handsome guy there.
It's one, the bonus one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that one.
I hope our stay check is bigger than our bonus check, though.
Yeah. Andre had a big dream. That's good.
That would be way too cool.
That would be nice.
Well, we need to get out of, Andre, I think it's all in God's hands. I don't have a job anymore because I resigned to do this, and it's really paying it off. But now Andre has no work because construction is so slow. In the last couple of weeks, we've been enjoying the time together, the whole family. So we're kind of working hard at it, at Meekin. I think it helps us. We have no work, both of us. Otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a great story at the Nikan National Convention.
What? We have to speak?
No, we won't.
No, you get to. There's a difference. Anybody have any last-minute things here?
See you at 8 tomorrow morning.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You can do whatever you set your heart to. So.
Oh, that sounds like a Disneyland song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Real good.
Good.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Let me read this to you from Vance Rogers. He says, Our pastor shared something with us yesterday that I thought was incredibly profound. When it comes to being optimistic about a better tomorrow, I need to expect it, work for it, and be willing to wait for it.
That'd be great if you can email that out.